Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Happy Feet 2. Well, Mumble's all grown up now and he has a son of his own who's struggling to find his place in the world. Their penguin colony's in danger of being destroyed by a giant iceberg, what might actually just be the incentive for the little guy to find his voice.
Welcome to the chorus!
But there are plenty of reasons to dance.
What's mine, Pa?
The only way to find out is to try it. Eric, it wasn't that bad.
A penguin who can fly!
Eric, please,
Mumble. The boy seeks a higher truth.
Now, just as you would expect, the movie's all sorts of cute. Cute penguins, cute songs, and cute dances. And there are two new creatures in this that are cutest of all. Two sea crow determined to no longer be eaten by whales, and they're played by Matt Damon and Brad Pitt, which is a good thing, because without those guys, the movie would have been mostly same old, same old. It's the same global warming message, the same search for your place in the world, and the same it's one for all and all for one stuff. All done with a boogie and a beat. Nothing wrong with a solid beat and a soulful boogie, but if you saw the first movie, you kind of sort of already seen this one. So this one is pretty much for those out there that want to distract the kids for an hour and a half with 3D wonders, cute critters, and of course, greasy popcorn. So in our movie night traffic light, Happy Feet 2 is a yellow light. Now onto a movie with a lot more drama. It's The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. Well, Bella and Edward are finally married and they're expecting a baby, which would be really exciting news if the pregnancy weren't threatening Bella's life and the wolves weren't darn determined to make sure she never, ever has that baby.
We don't know what they bred. We have to protect the tribe before it's too late.
You're the enemy now. Sam won't hesitate. You will be slaughtered.
I'm starving you by the hour.
I'm the one who'll lose you.
You have to accept what is.
Get ready. They're coming for Bella.
I'm not gonna touch her.
If you kill her, you kill me!
So as you know, I'm a complete sucker for vampire movies, well, so to speak, but there is just something romantic about profound struggle to want to be mortal and human, but are gifted or cursed or whatever, with immortality and just being human-ish. All that profoundness applies a little bit to this movie, but it's more about the sweet romance and baby drama about who's gonna do what when baby pops into the picture. But there is suspense without being too scary and action without being too gory, all building up to a huge ending, which you don't see because this movie is just part one of the end, so it's gonna be a whole year before we know what happens. I guess we'll just have to wait, kinda like I'm waiting for the return of that awesome vampire TV show Moonlight. Well, back to Twilight. On our Movie Night Traffic Light, this second to last Twilight is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.